Hi guys. Okay, I promised I wasn't gonna use hi guys anymore, but hi guys actually, because I don't know, it's not been a while. You've heard my voice, but I have a little tea for you on another episode on our book review. The first one went pretty well and I was amazed by the turn up. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for turning up. Thank you for clicking on the link. Thank you for following us on our page. Thank you for the comments, those I got from my friend and from listeners that I don't really talk with all the time, but man, your feedback really does a lot to me. It encourages me, it motivates me, it makes me feel good, it makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing, and I appreciate your feedback. And that's why I'm here again with another book review by the same author of my first book review, Colin Hoover. I don't know if you went back to read the novel I recommended, the books I recommended, but I'm sure if you did, you would know that this book is an amazing work of art. Colin Hoover is an amazing, brilliant writer. She just does that thing and damn, it's very, very good. So today we'll be reviewing one of our books that I found very amazing. It feels kind of surreal how someone can just put life between the pages of book. I mean, you can sit down and go through the faces, or go through relationships, or go through, or just give us a blueprint of what relationships and marriage is all about. That's what this book is about. I got to read this book after I ended the two book series, It Ends With Us and It Starts With Us, and I decided to let me see more books from this author, because I really liked the first two books. And then I hit up my book club. I'm like, yo, can I get another book by this woman? And they're like, here you go. I got two other books two other books she's written, but I'm not done with the second. But this one that I'm done with, I just can't wait to share with you. So just stay back and let's listen. I'm sure no one would ever think in the direction of meeting your future husband at the doorstep of your ex. I mean, the first chapter got me in my feelings. This is a great love story between Vincent and Quinn. But first of all, there was a better or not so good love story that existed between Ethan and Quinn. Ethan is this rich guy that your mom is glad you got it with. He's giving this Asian wealthy Prince Charming. I mean, he pays for your bills, he sends you flowers, he funds your shopping spree. You want to go on vacation, he's giving you an American Black Card. American Express Black Card, and you're like, you know what, I must stay here. But for Queen isn't more of a she isn't a material girl. She wants more of connection, like every woman would. But Ethan got Queen's mom like in the rope, because she's more of a material woman. She was happy Queen got engaged to Ethan. I mean, he's the type of in-law you would like, because he's sophisticated, he's well-read, he's from a wealthy family, he's got a lot of good things going on for himself. And she just puts on so much pressure on Quinn to get married to him. And now he proposed, her mom was happy, but right, well, with Quinn, you know, sometimes she felt like it was too good to be true. I mean, it's quiet, it's calm, he has no drama, he has no issues, she thought it was committed, she thinks he's just the kind of go-to man that you want. But here we are, first chapter, first scene, she traveled, her fiancé, his son traveled. And she was like, oh, you're supposed to come by my place. How about they give him a surprise? She walks into this expensive building where he lives, sees the doorbell that, I mean, is an acquaintance because she frequents his apartment a couple of times more than he does. Because, I mean, he lives in a very nice apartment with where you have doorbell, doorman, you have a butler, you have, you know, all these luxury stuffs and all that. And it gives her this kind of facial expression as a girl like me. I mean, every girl, you meet this doorman that you see every time you go over to your fiance's house. And it gives a different kind of expression. I know from that instant, I would know something is up. And then she gets up the lift and sees this chiseled abs, finest man pacing right in front of her fiance's door. And she's like, what the hell is happening? This is where Quinn meets Vincent. And guess what is happening? Vincent's girlfriend, May, is screwing... No. Quinn's fiancé, Ethan, is screwing Vincent's girlfriend, May. Ouch. Girl, I mean, I do not want to come home from work, from a 12-day or 10-hour shift, and I see... Oh, I come home to that. Oh, I get a call about that. Man, I would first freak out. Because, oh well. I would say she was glad because she was like, it felt too good to be true. I mean, it's calm and no drama. I know sometimes women like drama, but please. Sometimes we need the drama. We need the bizarre and everything, the reese, you know, to help balance things out. To help at least stir up more emotions. I feel like drama brings about more bonding in relationships. And I mean, we all live for drama. You know, we all live for drama, girl. So it was kind of off. And eventually they knocked on the door. No, not knocked on the door. I think they did. Yeah, they did knock on the door. No, I remember. They were sitting just opposite the door on the floor waiting. And May was about to leave. And they were like, oops. You know, I like the fact that Quinn and Vincent didn't even drop a feat. There was no drama. And that ended the relationship there. Oh my God. And that's where Vincent and Quinn's love story came to life. But I like the way she did. I like the way she wrote the book, because there was a before and now in between. Before, in the sense that she was telling the story of how Vincent met Quinn, the old drama that happened that day and after, and then she was talking about the present situation, which is Vincent and Quinn's marriage. I love me some past and present drama because it helps, it helps with the mind, it helps with, things that you would want to, because it gives you this multitasking strength and all that. And I like the flow by which everything went to. There wasn't even this great construct or distraction, shuffling boots, situations. And also, she did it in such a way that you could continue reading chapter after chapter, chapter after chapter. And she built the suspense, she built the thirst. She really carried us along pretty much very well, because you could read chapter 1 of before and read chapter 2 of now, chapter 3 of before, chapter 4 of now, and you do not even feel like you're missing out on something. You do not even feel like, oh, I'm going to skip all the before and read it now, or I'm going to read the before and then read it. No, she did it so brilliantly that I really, really loved that part. And the characters, man, the characters were amazing. The way she built the character, she made us notice every little details from Vincent, yes, noticing Queen playing with the tablecloth, the game they played when they met again at the restaurant, at the bar. And it was just amazing, the facial expressions, the time it counted, days, I mean it counted days, hours, weeks, months that she didn't call him after he gave his contacts. I really liked the fact that she paid attention to details and he made us feel intimate reading the book on and having an experience of Vincent and Queen's love story. And I like the fact that the way she built up all the characters that are not main, that are not part of the main characters, yes, which is there's Queen's mother and there's Queen's sister, that's Ava, and then Vincent's mom. It was amazing, though we didn't get to see more of Vincent's mom and all that, but the characters were okay, and even Ava's husband, it was just so nice. I really like the flow, I like the way she built the character, I like the plot twist at the very end. It was so relieving, it was so relieving. And again, I like the fact that everybody in the book was giving up, like they were coming, giving us hard. They delivered pretty well. I mean, Queen's mom, who is the flashy and all that, she showed up the side of a mother, and sometimes she showed up as a sister. I mean, she comforted when it was necessary, and then we got to know a little bit of her story, why she acted the way she did, and all that. I mean, it was just so amazing. So now let's go to the interesting part. That's the part I like to talk about. Now, the major part of the story is the dynamics of Vincent and Queen's relationship and marriage also. The relationship started with all lovey-dovey. They gave themselves time to heal. And you know, there's this saying that misery loves company. And I feel like they kind of trauma bonded, which wasn't that healthy. But the period of time where Queen didn't contact Vincent from when he gave her contact to when they met again, I feel like that time they had given themselves time to heal. You understand? Time to heal and deal with some personal issues that might affect their next relationship. The relationship was all nice. I mean, they had lots of sex, there was lots of making out. It was all mushy and squishy and sweet and amazing. I mean, he shows up on time, he makes sure it's a safe space, he was thoughtful, he did amazing things, and you know, it made the girl happy. But then the major part was the marriage. The present part of the book was talking about the marriage. They've been married for, oh my God, I can't believe I mixed up the name in the book. Vincent is the doorbell guy, and Graham is the guy. Oh my God. So Graham is the now husband of Queen. You get. And Ethan was her ex. So Graham is this amazing person, yes. So the dynamics of their marriage now has been like thinned out, patience and everything has been thinned out because they have an issue in the marriage. An issue that once it's present, it affects a lot of couple, it affects the dynamics of the relationship. It affects the synchronism. It causes more tension. Now, it can't be any other than having issues with childbearing. I mean, Queen Abby's planned way of life in her head. She was married to the most beautiful, handsome man on earth, who is loving, who takes care of her, has a good job, makes her a stay-home mom, even though she writes and all that. And then she was like, the only thing needed to make all this perfect is having a child. They've been having issues with conception. It got to a point where they weren't having sex. They weren't making love anymore. They were actually copulating to get pregnant. And I like the fact that Colin added something. The effect of not having a child doesn't just have a toll on the woman alone. The man also is affected. I like the fact that she was able to convey Graham's feelings when Graham told her that, hold on, let me just give you an excerpt on what is where you have to unlock levels of self-awareness, because you have to be intentional, you have to be present, but in the spiritual and soul level, you can also use different mediums. You can use light, sound, or smell. Use it as a medium to transcend through various frequencies, and also try as much to connect to nature. You may want to kneel, you may want to squat, you may want to sit, you may want to lie down, to go through where you have to unlock levels of self-awareness, because you have to be intentional, you have to be present. But in the spiritual and soul level, you can also use different mediums. You can use light, sound, or smell. Use it as a medium to transcend through various frequencies, and also try as much to connect to nature. You may want to kneel, you may want to squat, you may want to sit, you may want to lie down, to go through.